I am not sure if any of the dictation went through for the patient I just tried to dictate on. I'm going to start over. So if you had something for Sherry Umlah, U-M-L-A-H, 1113 of 49, just I'll start over and just get rid of the last one because it hung up on me. This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866. Wait a minute. 419-3504. The patient is Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Umlah, U-M-L-A-H, date of birth 11-13 of 1949. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Umlah with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was January 4th of this year. Since that time, she did develop symptomatic fluid overload and went to the Greenville Emergency Department because she couldn't breathe. They determined that she had exacerbation of congestive heart failure. They diuresed her with IV diuretics and then discharged her home on Bumex, 1 milligram daily. And she's been restricting fluids to 32 ounces in 24 hours and following a no-salt diet. She's very strict about that. And she is feeling much better. The shortness of breath is resolved, and the edema is minimal of the lower extremities. Sugars have been high, but she is working hard to try to control blood sugars and restricting the glucose intake also. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she's anticoagulated with Eliquis. It's 5 milligrams twice a day. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and edema is managed. Medications, she's on magnesium twice a day, diltiazem 240 milligram daily, metoprolol 50 milligram daily, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, regular insulin 28 units 3 times a day with meals, iron twice a day, Zetia 10 milligram daily, omeprazole 20 milligram twice a day, Trazodone 25 milligram at bedtime as needed, Crestor 40 milligram every other day, Claritin 10 milligram daily, Fosamax 35 milligram weekly, Bumex 1 milligram daily, Levemir insulin 36 units at bedtime. Physical exam, weight 181 pounds, that's currently stable and the same weight she had in January of this year. Pulse is 90 and blood pressure is 140 over 70. Her neck is supple. There is no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. 1 plus edema of ankles and feet bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 21st of 2024. Creatinine was 1.75, slightly higher. Previous two levels were 1.65. Sodium is 137, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 23, calcium's 8.3. And June 7th of this year, we have an albumin of 3.1. The creatinine is 1.63, estimated GFR 33. Hemoglobin is 11.0, normal white count, and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with slowly increasing creatinine levels. They are being checked every 2 weeks by Dr. Mander, M-A-N-D-E-R, her cardiologist, and we have requested copies of those also. She is going to continue the Bumex 1 milligram daily currently, the no-salt diet, and hopefully she will stabilize. The Bumex can be adjusted in conjunction working with Dr. Mander, possibly 0.5 milligram a day would be enough, or 1 milligram every other day sometimes is appropriate. But we are trying to maintain the fluid balance as well as not progress the chronic kidney disease. We did discuss heart disease and its relationship to kidney disease, and the patient is very compliant, and she does understand what it means to be on dialysis, since she did have a husband who was on hemodialysis and also has passed away in 2020. So she's very frightened about the whole progression of chronic kidney disease, and she's very compliant with both diet and getting the lab studies done every 2 weeks. We do want to see those labs every 2 weeks. Normally, we obtain them every 1 to 3 months, which we will continue to do. And we do want a follow-up visit with this patient in 3 months also. The next is diabetic nephropathy, which is stable. 3, hypertension, near to goal. Congestive heart failure, currently under good control. And paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. And this was a prolonged visit with lots of education about the relationship of congestive heart failure and heart disease to kidney function and progression of kidney disease. And the patient verbalized understanding. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.